You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
I'm Pixie Guts, and when I'm not doing ordinary things, I like to listen to Electrical Language.
Yes, hello everybody, it's Garble here with Electrical Language number 192, recording on the 19th of December 2009. Now, today, this morning, I had a fantastic conversation with Marie Craven, Pixie Guts from Queensland in Australia. And this podcast is going to be all about Pixie Guts and her music. So let's get on with the first track. This is Reflections, a collaboration with Max Waves.
Get a drink and sit by an old one, and that the one is under.
Good morning, Marie. Pixie Guts, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Gabor. I'm really glad to be on your show.
Of course, I said good morning, but it's the other end of the day for you, isn't it?
Well, it's 7:30 here at the moment, 7:30 at night, right, here in Queensland, Australia.
And as listeners to Electrical Language will know, because we've played your songs a couple of times in the past, you're a cyber vocalist, aren't you?
Yes, I am. it means that basically I am a vocalist for electronic music across the genres, and I make this music with various artists around the world, and we do it through file sharing over the internet. So it's a studio project, but it's presented mainly on the internet, but we have done some CD releases, and yeah, it's pretty much everywhere on the internet though.
I suppose when I first heard this phrase cyber vocalist, I had visions of, I don't know, something that you might see in one of the Terminator movies.
Well, I guess that sort of association doesn't go too far astray in electronic music, which has often been associated with science fiction and things like that. Mm. And, you know, I guess that there's a playful aspect I find in electronic music with those sort of things. So, yeah, I just kind of got into the spirit of it and decided I might as well use that kind of term to describe what I do, because it's kind of, it's descriptive.
Yeah. And you collaborate obviously with a number of artists and music producers, as we'll see as we go through this show. That first one we just heard was called Reflections, which is you with, is it called Max Waves?
The music producer on that one is Max Waves in Treviso in Italy, and that's our first track together. The lyrics for the track were by Andre Maslev in Canada. And so that was kind of a three-way collaboration internationally through communications over the internet and exchanging files. And we've also got another track in the works at the moment. So, yeah, that's Max Waves.
So how does that one work? Do you get presented with the music and the lyrics and told, you know, get on with it? Or do you have a, is there an earlier discussion stage where you're sort of planning the sound of it?
Oh, that kind of thing really varies from collaboration to collaboration for me. With that particular track, Max had actually produced the instrumental track quite some time ago, but it was an incomplete track for him, basically. I'm not sure why that was the case, perhaps for a vocalist and not found what he was looking for at the time, but we'd actually been friends through our shared music interests as listeners on the internet for quite some time previously, and then he invited me to, you know, be the vocalist on that track, and we kind of did that one at a website called Indaba Music, and it is a collaborative music site. So that's sort of where that one came into being. But so he sent me the instrumental track, and what I do a lot with the tracks is actually kind of rather the opposite of planning out the sound. I really like to improvise spontaneously, and I guess I've sort of got a bit of a link to kind of jazz music techniques with that. And so
I basically have a store of lyrics that I like to work with, lyricists that I like to work with, and Andre is one of those. I've made a few tracks with his lyrics, and so I basically get the lyrics and improvise with the lyrics, and sometimes get a bit reordered in the process of making a track. But essentially that's the process. I try to be very true to the spirit of the lyrics that I'm working with, but essentially it's an improvisation process. And so that's kind of the first part that I become involved with. And then there was actually quite a lot of back and forth between Max and I in completing the track from that point onwards, where we sort of change the order of the phrasings and just kind of really discuss the track a lot in the actual completion of it. So yeah, that was pretty much the process on that one.
And does Andre get to hear the music before he writes the lyrics, or is it that he's got a set of batches of words that he's written, and you sort of pull one out and think, yes, this one might do?
Yeah, he is actually a songwriter in his own right, and he does play some instruments as well and write songs. Mm. But mostly what I've been working with from him is poems. So the existing poetry, basically, before I sort of come in and start playing around with them further.
So it's a case of, you think, yes, I think this might go with this piece of music, rather than him being involved in the music.
Yeah, that's pretty much the case, actually, so far. I guess that part of the reason why that would be, Gabor, is that collaborating on the internet, it's amazing what can be done collaborating on the internet, but it is a different process than having somebody in the same room with you. And I often find that actually keeping things as simple as possible increases the likelihood of whatever you're working on actually getting done, because you're basically working with people from all different cultures and who are sort of living very different lives that often you don't even know in a lot of detail what their life is really like. Yeah. And so basically, things that seems to be able to bridge the gaps that might otherwise exist, that might actually even prevent us from ever getting together in person, even if we're living close, is basically to keep things sort of simple. And there's also the thing of, some people are actually online a lot, like myself. Some people are online only occasionally. And, so I guess that what I just try to do is really suss out where collaborators are in their own lives and kind of, try to sort of work with what might be the best way of fitting in with that, finding a way to collaborate that doesn't necessarily mean having our heads sort of 24 hours a day kind of locked together, but rather more like sort of leaving space for each other's creative process.
Then if we can move on to the next song, because it's quite it's a different and very interesting collaboration, the Pixid one. It's DJ Sid, who's from, is it New York or New Jersey? Anyway, I did look all these things up.
Oh, yeah, actually, well, it's understandable because Sid's actually been in a few different places since I've known him. He was one of the first people I met when I sort of became active with music online, and that was probably going on 3 years ago now, actually, and he was in Miami at that time, and then he moved to Columbus, Ohio, and now he's actually just relocated again to San Francisco, where I think he's probably going to be for a while now. So, yeah. But, yeah, well, that collaboration, it sort of grew out of us, again, knowing each other for quite some time on the internet before we started to make music together. And, in fact, the first track that we did together that is on our album that we've just released called Atoms Apart, that was actually Sid really working with just some vocal samples that I uploaded to a remix site. So, in fact, I wasn't even really directly involved in the production of the first track at all. I'd really just made these short vocal samples available for anybody to use in their mix, just in the spirit of musical play. Yeah. And so he took that and made that track, and then we started actually, for real kind of making tracks together. And we've just released this album, as I said, Atoms Apart, and that one's been released to CD as well as, available for download on the net. I actually kind of started out as a fan of his music, really, because he was one of the first independent artists I really loved when I came online, and he's a hip-hop instrumentalist and sort of sometimes works with samples, vocal samples from other sources. The whole thing has basically culminated in us forming a duo online called Pixid. So, that's one of my major projects, one of the two duo projects that I'm involved with, aside from just, making tracks here and there with other people too.
Right. Okay, well, shall we play the C now? And I was going to say, is there anything you'd like to say about that particular song before we run it?
Oh, well, that's also that also has lyrics by Andre Maslev and from a poem by Andre, and it's one of my favourite tracks, actually, off the Atoms Apart album. Yeah, I think there's probably not much more needed to introduce it than that. Okay, that was The Sea by Pixid, which is the duo that I am in with DJ Sid the Apocalypse in San Francisco. And if you're interested in having a look at that album and our project, it's the web address is pixid.blogspot.com. And Pixid is P-I-X-S-I-D. And also just for the track before that too, I didn't really mention a web link for that. For the first track up, Reflections, the web link there is for Max Waves is maxwaves.bandcamp.com.
Do you mind if I ask, what's your sort of background musically? What did you do before the internet got invented and you discovered how to do these things?
Well, actually, before I got involved with electronic music, I really spent a long time as a film director of short films that did quite well on the international festival circuit. But, yeah, so there was basically a big chunk of my life where I was really doing music privately. You know, I really wasn't kind of, you know, sort of into the whole recording and releasing part of it, which is kind of really much more recent for me, like over the last 3 years. But I have been involved in music since childhood. My dad was a country music performer and wrote songs as well. And so I sort of learnt guitar and started singing at a really early age. And, you know, the sort of choirs and radio little spots I had when I was a kid and occasional, you know, I was the child performer for my dad sometimes. And also like in my late teens and early 20s, was involved with theatre and did some musical theatre at that time, did some busking and folk venues, things like that. But as I say, between that sort of time and, you know, what I'm involved with now, the electronic music, it was my whole focus really was on film rather than music, really.
Okay, so you weren't in a band or anything like that?
No, I've actually never been in a band, aside from the bands that I'm now in online, strangely enough.
Yes. The next one, let's move on a little bit, is Cwch. Is it Cwch? Cwch? I'm not very good at these Welsh names where they don't put a single vowel in the way it's written.
That's right, yeah. The band's name is Cwch. I hope I've pronounced it right because I'm not a Welsh woman, although I was born in New South Wales in Australia. But, yeah, that's the duo that I have with Dementio 13 in Cardiff in Wales. And I do believe that Cwch is the correct pronunciation, though it's spelt C-W-T-C-H. And that's a really popular Welsh word meaning hug or safe place. So, yeah, that's our unusual title for our duo. And, again, with Dementio 13, we've been making tracks for, you know, at least 2 years now, I'd say. And we've made really quite a lot of tracks together and released some download albums as well on the net. I think we're up to about the third download album, and we've released singles as well. So, yeah, we've got quite a body of work there. So, yeah, basically, Something is from the album called Cwch, which was the first album that we did under that band name. Prior to that, we'd just been making tracks together, basically, sort of separately. And it's a kind of trip-hop vibe, you know, like I'm often sort of working in a terrain that's related to trip-hop music in various forms, in different sort of incarnations. Right. I sort of do lots of other stuff as well, but that's probably really where I've, you know, that down-tempo trip-hop kind of vibe is really where I'm kind of most at home in some respects. So, yeah, that's something from that album.
And just looking back, it was Electrical Language number 180 in back in August this year that I played Praran, which I see that I credited to Pixie Guts with Dementio 13. Was that not a Cwch song then?
It wasn't a Cwch song. Actually, the pronunciation of that word is Praran.
All right.
So I don't know. It's funny, isn't it, how we've got the unpronounceable words in this band, but I hadn't really noticed how it actually extends beyond just the name of the band. Anyway, Praran is actually the name of a suburb in Melbourne, here in Australia, and I can't even remember why I gave back that name, except that it came from a piece of poetry that I wrote quite some time ago, and somehow or other Praran came into that. I used to live there, actually. But anyway, so that was one of the tracks that we did before we actually started calling ourselves Cwch, which that was a development that happened at the start of 2009. So, yeah, Praran was one of the previous tracks.
Okay, so, let's play something then.
Thank you.
Okay, so we just heard something which is your collaboration with Dementia 13 in Kutch. Can you just give us the web address for that, please, Marie?
Yeah, okay. The best web address to go to there is probably the one which is, where you can get you can just get all the music on download. It's at Kutch, that's CWTCH.bandcamp.com. And I'll look with all of these acts, basically doing a Google search will, probably throw them up. But yeah, there's various sites, but probably that one that I've given you is the best for Kutch.
Well, what we'll actually do is I'll make sure that after we finish this, we exchange emails and I catch all the web addresses, because I'll make sure I put all the links in the show notes for this particular podcast.
That'd be great.
So, yes, dear listeners, please go along to the show notes at electricallanguage.co.uk. And if you're not listening now in December 2009, click on the archives for December 2009, find Electrical Language number 192, and there you'll see the show notes with all the links that will take you to the sites for all the projects and the artists that we're talking about. Now, one of the wonders of the internet, Marie, is, you make these haphazard connections. When I say you, I mean me as well. And of course, I was only introduced to you in August this year when I did Electrical Language number 179, which was co-hosted by Dave Pearson, who's a listener from Canberra in your country, Australia. And he chose all the music, and we talked about it. And one of the songs that he chose was Pacific Highway, which you performed. It's Pixie Guts with North Cape. I find it fascinating that, since then I've come to hear other songs of yours, and you very kindly made available the Atoms Apart Pixid album for me and sent me other bits and pieces. So, yes, I mean, this podcast came about because I was thinking, how can I feature lots of Pixie Guts things? Songs rather, and it occurred to me that actually I ought to ask you if you'd be interested in doing this with me. So thank you very much for that.
Thanks very much for asking.
Yes, as I said, so the first song of yours I played, it was, as I said, Electrical Language 179 with the project you do with North Cape, and that's what we're going on to next. Now, North Cape is well, also in the UK, this time England rather than Wales, and he's about 60 miles away from me in Brighton. Is this an internet-only collaboration? Because I don't think you've met many of these collaborators, have you?
I haven't, actually. Just before I go on to North Cape, and the track that we're going to hear is called Star, which is our latest track together. Just before I go on to that, though, just the issue of, meeting your collaborators, I'd love to, of course, but, most of the people I make music with I haven't met. I do make music with my real-life partner here in Australia, and he goes by the artist name Titi, T-I-T-E-E. And I also have met a collaborator as well, The Tree, who I met on a trip to Melbourne. So, yeah, I mean, wherever possible, I certainly do try to meet collaborators. But, mostly it certainly is the case that, I don't actually personally in the flesh know the people that I'm making music with, although in a lot of the cases we have known each other for quite some time on the internet. So, when you're looking at sort of knowing somebody over a 2 or 3 year period on the internet, you do actually develop quite meaningful sort of connections, I guess, in that way, even though, it's not so easy for you to meet in the flesh.
Right. Can I just ask you mentioned the name of someone you did meet in Melbourne, and I don't know if it will come through on the recording, but I didn't actually hear it clearly. There was a sort of little glitch on Skype just at that moment. So can you just mention the name again, please, of the person you met?
I also met Angus Maiden, who is the artist, The Peach Tree, in Melbourne, on a trip down there sort of earlier this year. He's also a close collaborator because he's the administrator of a Palace network of artists that I started up at the Ning site. So, yeah, we have a sort of really close collaboration going there too.
And are there, you've sort of mentioned them peripherally, there are obviously 2 or 3 or more sites around where people like you and your collaborators can, meet, as it were, find each other. How does that work?
I guess that one of the things that characterises us, or tends to characterise us who make music together on the internet, is that basically it's sort of coming about through the revolution of the social networks and Web 2. some of these artists, well, probably the first site that I ever encountered like that was Last FM, which is a site that I'm still active on. And so I did meet quite a lot of people there, but, you know, really you can kind of meet them anywhere on the net if you're sort of active and on a number of different sites, as a lot of independent musos are. So I do have regular contact also with people through Twitter and Facebook, MySpace sometimes, yeah, and more, actually, more sites than that as well. And as I mentioned when I was speaking about Angus and the Palace Network, that's actually a network that I run for, or that I set up basically for independent and particularly electronic independent musos.
Northcape from Brighton in the UK, how long's that collaboration been running?
Well, the track that you played first on your program, Pacific Highway, that's an interesting one actually, because the original version of that track was also one that was made with Dementia 13. And how the Northcape track came into being is that the three of you actually know each other quite closely on the internet over, you know, a couple of years, and maybe even longer actually. I think for Northcape and Dementia, I think they actually knew each other before they knew me. So, yeah, so Northcape and I have known each other for quite some time. Pacific Highway came about because just through sort of chatting on the net, Dementia invited Northcape, I think, to do a remix of it. What ended up actually eventuating was that Northcape just took my vocal line from the original Dementia track, and so he made a completely new track out of that. But, you know, with the same vocal aspect. This new one that we've got in the program today is called Star, and it's another three-way collaboration with Andre Maslev with a poem by him. So this is a new original piece, and it's the most recent track that we've made together, that I've made with Northcape, basically.
Watching the embers, feeling
Okay, and that is Star, a track that I've made with North Cape in Brighton, UK. And all tracks that I make with North Cape are available from his own website, which is northcapemusic.co.uk.
So far, I think we've been relatively chilled, although actually I'm not sure we can say that the Big Sid song fits in with that. But I think we're going to step things up a bit now with the next song we've worked out for this podcast. And I have to say, my reaction to this when I first heard it, it's called I Go Easy, which is your collaboration with his Little Red Cottage, isn't it? My first reaction was that this is Marie doing Donna Summer.
Oh, yeah, I love Donna Summer, actually. In fact, she's probably really a major reason why I was interested at all in becoming a vocalist for electronic music. So I love Donna Summer. And so, yeah, I'm really happy to get involved with dance music. It is sort of another, I don't know what you'd call it, and another string to the bow. I love the trip hop kind of sound, but I do love dance music and I love dancing myself. So, I Go Easy is a collaborative piece with Little Red Cottage in Sweden. And this one is actually I Go Easy, the cottage mix, which is really the more dancey version of the track. And Little Red Cottage is two artists in Stockholm. One of them is the artist known as Void, who I have a lot of collaboration with, aside from working with him on Little Red Cottage, and his collaborator, Ulf Johansson. And so, basically it's kind of, they were in a sort of a duo together. I think they started back in about 1991, and this is the new incarnation that they just this year, and this I Go Easy track is a single that we've released, and they asked me to feature as the vocalist on this track. So, yeah, I really like this one too. Baby,
Once again, Marie, can you just give us a website address for where people can find Little Red Cottage?
Sure. Okay. I'll just actually get more info too about the collaboration with Void, which is one of my major collaborations, even though we don't officially have a band together. We also basically put together a podcast ourselves called PixieCast, and Void has become the host producer of that with me co-programming and publishing it through this Palace network that I told you about. And we've also made some tracks together, you know, basically with Void as a solo artist as well, and me sort of featuring on vocals on four tracks in his forthcoming album that's coming out in January called Red Turns to Blue. So I just sort of wanted to mention something about Void because he has, well, particularly this year, has become one of my major music collaborators too.
All right.
To give you the web addresses for Little Red Cottage, you can look up Little Red Cottage on CD Baby, which is a major independent music site on the net, and you can also find them at store.lrcmusic.com.
I'm always telling people on the podcast that if you get a chance to buy things from CD Baby rather than iTunes or Amazon or the like, because everything I hear is that the artists get a rather better deal out of CD Baby. Is that your experience?
Yes, I believe that's true, but actually I'd probably go even one step further than that, Gabor, in that I've sort of been setting up projects that I'm involved with at a site called Bandcamp, where, in fact, 100% of the returns go to the artists. So, and it's, you know, it's a very professionally presented site, and, in fact, it was started by Ethan Diamond, who had something to do with launching Yahoo. Right. So I think that actually is one of the best sites on the net for music. But CD Baby is really great for CD distribution and stuff like that. But yeah, I think personally I'm sort of thinking that ultimately it's their life and the artist themselves.
Well,
if possible.
Indeed, as I say, you know, if you can buy from the artists direct, that's probably the way they get the most of your money. But you know, CD Baby, I hear, has a better deal. Bandcamp is something you've mentioned three or four times now, and I have to say I've not encountered that site before.
Well, it's fairly recent. It's not brand new, but it's been around for a while, and you know, certainly has a lot of acts on it. And it's not a social networking site. It's really mainly set up to provide independent musicians with a storefront, basically, you know, a fully professional storefront. And so basically any purchases, like it's operated much easier than, it's much easier to buy from that store, for example, than buy from Amazon. Amazon gets you to sign up, you know, tries to lock you in, all the rest of it. But, you know, with Bandcamp, you just go there and basically you might have to leave your email address, but it doesn't go anywhere beyond that. And it's PayPal and any other form of payment you want to make. But, it's pretty much immediate download. So, yeah, I just think it's a fantastic site for independent musos.
Right, well, we'll make sure all the Bandcamp links go on the show notes for this podcast.
For sure.
Right, how do you see the future for Pixie Guts? Is it more of the same, or do you see it as being a part of your life that's going to have a shelf life before you move on to something different?
Oh, not really. No, I'm sort of. I'm just so glad that I've really, you know, come into this phase of my life where I'm, you know, so intensely involved in electronic music, because it's a music that I love and have loved for a long time. And I just sort of love the creative processes that have opened up surprisingly with the internet. And really, I find it also just so fascinating that we're coming from all sorts of different cultures around the world too. So I really enjoy that part of the process as well. So no, I don't see myself, you know, moving on to anything other than this, other than hopefully this growing and, you know, developing further. I do a bit of, you know, live music jamming and stuff here as well where I live, but, yeah, but essentially that's really why I guess I call myself a cyber vocalist, is that it's kind of, you know, that's what it is basically. It's a kind of studio project on the internet, and it's a quite uniquely 21st century thing, I think. And so I love it as that kind of art form, exactly what it is.
And there's one other question that I just realised looking through my notes that I've completely forgotten to ask. Where does the name come from, Pixie Guts?
It's a nickname that was given to me by a friend here, and it just stuck. I started out with it really just as a username at Last FM, and well, that's where I sort of started making music with other artists, and it just kind of, I don't know, it just sort of took over, and so I got stuck with it, but I quite like it anyway.
Well, it's important that you like it.
I know it's silly, but you know, you've got to be silly sometimes. It's memorable, I think.
Oh, indeed. No, I was wondering if it was going to be a childhood nickname or something.
No, but it is a real life nickname. Right. Yeah.
Okay. And right. Well, I'm afraid, you know, I really enjoyed talking to you, but this podcast is going to be quite long. So if we can move things towards a close. The last song, again, I think has a somewhat different feel to it. Would you like to tell us about Shiva Star and the collaboration?
This is another really special collaboration to me with Baxendal IP in Poland. And basically, we met on the SoundCloud website, which is another music website, and, you know, another artist who I just really loved his sound when I first heard it. He's more of a sort of hardcore club musician in a way. It's kind of like psychedelic house techno, but I think he's such an amazing kind of artist. You know, what he does with his production is so detailed and incredibly funky to me. I think it's fantastic dance music, basically. And so I'm really happy to be making tracks with Baxendal. We have made some tracks before this one, and this is our latest, which is about to get a proper single release through his Polish label, Mystique Moon. And so that'll be going out onto Beatport and Juno and all of those sort of big club music sites. So, so I'll just give you his web address too if you want to look him up, because, if you're into club music, I just think he's, you know, really one of the best that I encounter, that's for sure. So anyway, myspace.com/BaxendalIP, and that's spelled BaxendalIP. And as I said, I love electronic dance music, and this is kind of the harder club edge of it, you know, and I'm really glad to be part of it.
Pixie Guts, thank you very much. I've really enjoyed our conversation, and it's been great talking to you. And thank you so much for sharing your music with us.
Thanks, Scarborough. It's been really great being on your show, which I really enjoy, and I'm really happy that you're playing my music. Just to finish off, I do try to bring the music that I'm involved with, obviously a lot of different artists. I do try to bring it together somehow so people can kind of find it all in one place through my own websites. And my main website is pixieguts.com for anybody who wants to look up more.
And please do, everybody. So, Marie, once again, thank you very much, and goodbye.
All right. Thanks, Scabo.
By Lipsy.